Welcome to the Mike Hartman Show. Mike is a performance coach and former Stanley Cup champion with the New York Rangers. Topics on this show are focused around stories, mindset, and champions. Mike will also go into details about helping you with your pain points and struggles and finding motivational solutions on how to have the mindset of a champion. Now, here's your host, Mike Hartman.
Welcome back to another episode of the Mike Hartman Show. I'm Mike Hartman, the founder of Hartman.academy, no.com, and the author of the book, The Healthy Mindset for Athletes and Workplace Athletes. We're going to continue with the Q&A, and I have another question that was sent to our website at Hartman.academy. And the question is, how can I separate my ultra-competitive, ready-hard mindset I have in sports from dealing with the day-to-day person's mindset in the real world? Well, that's a great question. One thing you have to do is learn to separate it. You may have heard there's athletes that are different on the court or on the ice or on the field or on a golf course. They're different than their behavior away from that. So it's important that you learn to separate it, control your emotions. And what I'm going to do is, without getting too deep into it, I'm going to share some tools with you. So a good example is, like, in sports, we like to act on situations. If you're playing baseball, and I'm not an expert in baseball, but if that ball is coming over the plate or close to it, you're going to act on it. If you are playing football or hockey and you're a sport and you're reacting, what happens? You're behind the play. So I'm going to say, in life, sometimes we have to be a little bit patient away from the ice, field, quarter course, and we can't just jump on it and act on it. We have to process. Sometimes we have to do things that may be a little bit different when we're out there. And what I'm going to do is, instead of going into all these analogies, I'll just give you some tools that you could use to maybe settle your mind down. And these tools are used also in sports, but you could also use them away, like imagery. Let's say you're having a tough day and you just things are bothering you. You could have, anything could have gone wrong. It's just not going your way. Well, slow down. We'll do some stuff like we have, like, in our app. We call it the gold paint theory. And the gold paint theory is, imagine you have gold paint from head to toe. Your skin can't breathe. And what I like you to do is just close your eyes in a quiet place, and just imagining all that thick paint of gold paint coming off your body nice and slow. Give yourself 2 to 3 minutes to relax your mind, then go back into that situation that you're in. Unfortunately, we could do that before a game. So if you're playing a sport, you do that before a game. But in life, you could use this tool at any time, for the most part, or even take a walk. These are actionable things that you could do to slow down and have that mindset. And even self-talk, sometimes I would say to myself, if it's not going to change my life, it's not going to make a difference. Where sometimes in sports, we don't have time to think that quick. But away from the sport, what you could do is really slow down that mindset. Don't be so hard on yourself. And sometimes we have to take that piano off our back in the real world, and we can't be the same people that we are when we're putting on our gear. I hope this has helped you. We have these helpful tools that you could use. You could message me and I can give you some more examples without going too deep into it. But you have to learn to separate it through action. If it's not transformational and there isn't any action behind it, it's just not going to work. You're going to find yourself stuck. I hope this has helped you. Again, any questions, go to Hartman.academy. We would love to answer them for you. We could even put them on our show, as we're going to be doing a lot of Q&A.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Mike Hartman Show. If you're enjoying what you've heard so far, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and leave a review on your preferred podcast listening platform. We really appreciate that effort. We'll catch you in the next episode of The Mike Hartman Show.